But I'll try to sing because this song has almost 100% relevant to today's subject. Today's subject matter is wonderful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Rupa Goswami Pad about Maya's, secret of Maya's identity, secret of demigod's identity, why demigods are here, and who he is, what is our ultimate goal. So few verses together. This is from Chaitanya Chaitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 20, teachings to Sanatan Goswami Pad by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, Krishna. Okay. Tumi sarveshvara Brajendra Kumara. Tumi sarveshvara Brajendra Kumara, tumara ichhaya vise sijana samhara, tumara ichhaya vise sijana samhara, tava ichha mate brahma karena sri jana tava ichha mate brahma tava ichha mate vishnu karena palana tava ichha mate vishnu karena Tava icha mate shiva karena sanghara Tava icha mate shiva karena sanghara Tava icha mate maya Chamate jive janama marana tabai chamate jive janama marana samriddhi nipate dukha sukha sangatana samriddhi nipate dukha Miche maya baddha jiva asha pasha pire Miche maya baddha jiva asha pasha pire Tava icha bina kichu korite na pare Tava icha bina kichu Taraka koyar palaka yamara Tumi taraka koyar palaka yamara Tumara charane bina asa nahi ara Tumara charana Nija bala chesta prati bharasa chariya আছি নির্ভর করিয়া তোমার ভকতি বিনোদাতি বিনায়া কিঞ্চন
Very good. This is the real feeling of a surrendered soul. So we all can detect our own consciousness. If we feel like that, dependent completely on Krishna, then. So please recite together. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda One more time. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. We can do one more time. You want to do? Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Now there are many verses today, I think 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 5, 6 verses and long verses somehow. So we are going to recite together instead of responding. Is that okay? Okay. So let us do together, beginning 143. Veda Shastre Kahe Sambandha Abideya Prayojana Krishna Krishna Bhakti Premati Na Mahadhana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In Vedic literature, Krishna is the central point of attraction and his service is our activity. To attain the platform of love of Krishna is life's ultimate goal. Therefore, Krishna, Krishna's service and love of Krishna are the three great riches of life. Vedadi sakala shastre Krishna mukha sambandha tara gyane anusange jaye maya bandha. Translation. In all revealed scriptures, beginning with the Vedas, the central point of attraction is Krishna. When complete knowledge of Him is realized, the bondage of Maya, the illusory energy, is automatically broken. 145. Vyamohaya chara charasya jagatas tepte puranagamas tam tam eva hi devatam paramikam jalpantu kalpavaddi siddhante punar eka eva bhagavan vishnu samstavagama vyapareshu vivechana vekti karam niteshu nischayate. Translation. There are many types of Vedic literature and supplementary Puranas. In each of them, there are particular demigods who are spoken of as the chief demigod. This is just to create an illusion for moving and non-moving living entities. Let them perpetually engage in such imagination. However, when one analytically studied all this Vedic literature collectively, he comes to the conclusion that Lord Vishnu is the one and only Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a verse from Padma Purana. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. 146. Mukha gauna vritti kingba annay vetti reke vedera pratigya kevala kahaye krishna ke. Translation. When one accepts Vedic literature by interpretation or even by dictionary meaning, directly or indirectly, the ultimate declaration of Vedic knowledge points to Lord Krishna. 47 and 48. Kim vidatte kim achaste kim anuddha vikalpayet iti asharidayam loke nanno madvedo kashchana mam vidate vi avidatte mam vikalpayapoyate hi aham etavan sarva vedartha sabda astayamam avidya vidam maya matram anudhante pratishiddhate prasiddhati. Translation. What is the direction of all Vedic literature? On whom do they set focus? Who is the purpose of all speculation? outside of me, no one knows these things. Now you should know that all these activities are aimed at ordaining and setting forth me. The purpose of Vedic literature is to know me by different speculations, either by indirect understanding or by dictionary understanding. Everyone is speculating about me. The essence of all Vedic literature is to distinguish me from Maya. By considering the illusory energy, one comes to the platform of understanding me. In this way, one becomes free from speculation about the Vedas and comes to me as the conclusion. Thus, one is satisfied. Did somebody catch in the translation once? A line is not usually we think or we talk or anywhere you see in the purport or any sloka, only in this sloka. Well, in Ishopanishad also similar. We'll come back. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These two verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.21.42-43. When Uddhava asked Krishna about the purpose of Vedic speculation, the Lord informed him of the process of understanding Vedic literature. The Vedas are composed of Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Upasanakanda. If one analytically studies the purpose of the Vedas, he understands that the Karmakanda, sacrificial activities, one comes to the conclusion of Gyanakanda. Speculative knowledge. After speculation, one comes to the conclusion that worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate. When one comes to this conclusion, he becomes fully satisfied. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namam Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Bancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Bacham Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees, I feel grateful to be here with all of you. Please bless me and pray for me so I can say something that I heard from Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara that will affect my consciousness and you can take away with your consciousness and apply. So this whole five sloka, when I thought about it this morning, this is talking about the entire journey of each individual. The first sloka says, where are you? And where you want to go? And how you going to go? That's all. In Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 12th chapter, text 43, Prabhupada writes, I have a little note here. My Guru Maharaj, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, used to say that every one of his disciples could attain Vaikuntha Loka. He says, can attain, doesn't mean automatically. Can attain. It's interesting the way Prabhupada says it. Can attain Vaikuntha Loka in this life without waiting for another life to execute devotional service. One simply has to become as serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj. Then it is quite possible to attain Vaikuntha Loka and go back home, back to Godhead in one life. So did Prabhupada give us blessing? In one life we can make it? Yes, provided we are ready and we do things we do. He did his part. I was just listening. Chayabana, in Bengali called Chaban Pras. You know Chaban Pras, Chaban Rishi. Prabhupada's disciple, Chayabana Rishi. He used to live in Wellston. Prabhupada gave him sannyas. He was preaching in Africa. And we went a few times preaching in Okala University and here also. We were very nice together. I loved him, but some or other, I'm deprived of his association. He left this world beginning of COVID. And I remember it was very interesting. He said he had a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada, with a devotee in Mauritius, and Prabhupada did not go back to the temple. He sat under a tree. He said, let's have a class there. So he said, very memorable. So there was a lot of discussion, but one discussion struck me. He said, Prabhupada asked, so Guru has come to take a conditioned soul back home, back to Godhead. What is the first and foremost thing that soul should do? Would you like to guess? I will tell you what Prabhupada says. But the disciples were guessing, and at the end Prabhupada had to intervene and gave them. Can somebody think? Guru has come to take one conditioned soul back home, back to Godhead. What is the duty of the soul? Serve Guru, very good. Little more?
Follow his instructions.
Follow his instruction, that's also good. You are very close, it's all correct answer, but something Prabhupada really...
You have faith in the Guru.
Faith in the Guru, that's also good. Someone else?
Surrender to the Guru.
That's also good, all are good point.
Try to bring another one back too.
Try to bring another soul back too. These are all wonderful. It's all within these five concepts that I always meditate, the summary substance of these teachings. Prabhupada says the soul also has to have strong desire to go back home, back to Godhead. Then Guru's desire and his desire are one. This is required. What Prabhupada wants us to do, if we do it, then we are one. Then guarantee will go back. So it's very striking. So we did in one of our classes, I made a little drawing and I asked this question. In the beginning of our spiritual journey, if you look at it, if we go right now on the street and ask people, can you chant Hare Krishna and join, act like just like one of us? First thing
comes to the conditioned soul, I won't do it. It's not for me. Then, as the devotee cultivate or further goes on that, then he thinks, yeah, that's for him or her. It's, I can't do it. This is the second level. I won't do it. It's like a resentment against God or devotees. It is there in a subtle way. It is there everywhere. Second, better than that, I cannot do it. Then you go little step above. When they understand, then they develop a desire. I want to do it. They really change completely. If you look at your life, the moment you came in contact, this is exactly the consciousness goes. Then question comes, how do I do it? I want to do it. How do I do it? Then further contemplation they began. After some time, they say, I'll try to do it. I'll try to be sincere and serious, like Prabhupada says here. Then they come to a conviction, I can do it. Yes, I can do it. And if they have a good association, they will come to this conclusion, I will do it. They may not say it loudly in the microphone, I'm saying it, but in their heart, they will convince themselves, not telling how husband or wife or anybody, they will just talk to themselves within, yes, I will do it. That time, they will take shelter sincerely to Prabhupada and Krishna and say, please help me. I will do it. I want to. There is no question. I'm not going back. They will take shelter. That is required. And after that, they will come to a point. Hari Bol. Yes. Yes. This is my life. Surrender. So gradual progression. You follow? Like a stairs. Step by step by step. So first verse here, I'm sure you all read Nectar of Devotion. In Nectar of Devotion, the preface and introduction, I'm eternally indebted to Prabhupada. No acharya gave such a relevance to me. This is my own realization. Where I am today, from the Karmi level, and coming to aspiring devotee, to become a serious devotee, Prabhupada gave probably the best explanation that how soul like me comes in contact with Krishna consciousness, and we can trace it like what we should do. So I'm going to summarize. Prabhupada writes that what is the impetus for a politician or a philanthropic or even a carpenter? He didn't say carpenter, I'm just adding. For anybody, he did say anybody to do anything in this world. Right now, as we are speaking, some people going to work, or some people sleeping, some people getting up. What is the impetus? What is the purpose? Why they do things they do? Prabhupada asked that question, and then he answered also. He said that impetus that drives them to do anything and everything is the symptom of love. Whether it's a bad or good doesn't matter. It's just a reflection of the original love. And then Prabhupada writes also that no one can live in this world without loving someone. They want to feel loved, and they want to express love to someone. Prabhupada literally said like this, no one can live without loving. But that love, then Prabhupada gives, when a child grows, he sees breast milk, then he realizes that his mother loves him or her. And then as he grow up, he sees the siblings, then the neighbor children, he start expressing, you know, exchange. I feel happy to be with you, I want to play with you, you know, like this. And then they grow, then start loving the neighbors,
the nations, the whole world. But it remains unfulfilled and incomplete until, Prabhupada writes, one comes to understand that Krishna is their only beloved. When they began their journey, that Krishna is the only beloved, then they will come to a point where one will embrace Krishna, then will feel complete satisfaction, and loving to the whole world will be also complete. This is just a paraphrase, you know, in the whole, I think, 9 pages. It's very beautiful. I thought it was very practical way of Prabhupada. Connect, I would say. So I will say, in the bottom of this, the whole 5 verses, we can ask a question. Why not we love Krishna? And why do we love Krishna? Knowing Krishna, loving Krishna, loving about Krishna are not same. A good example, like I was thinking, like when mother loves the child, we know, but child is sick. Now mother took the child to doctor, and the doctor examined. Doctors told the mother, this is the symptom, you need to give the medicine. Now my question is, doctor knows the child or he knows about the child? Who knows the child?
Mother.
Huh?
Mother.
Mother. Doctor does not know the child?
He knows the child through the mother.
He knows about the child, not actually the child. He doesn't know really what the child does, what his personal preference. So knowing about Krishna is not enough. This is our journey begins, knowing about Krishna. We should actually know Krishna, love Krishna. That is required. Just about Krishna is like incomplete, we'll find. So I'll give little summary what I thought we could do. There are 10 foundation philosophy that we should always keep in our heart in order to progress in spiritual path. Whether you know or not, and you can show me any pages of Prabhupada's book, I can show you one of the 10 philosophies there. This 10 philosophy is what called Gauravani. Gauravani means what Prabhupada came to the West to remove 2 things. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Every day we chant, right? Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. The voidism, impersonalism. He wants to remove. How does he remove? How did Prabhupada remove? Gauravani Pracharani. By distributing the Gauravani knowledge. What is Gauravani? So I'm going to give in a very quick, if you can. If you know it, great. If you can add more, or at least these 10 truths, what compose Gauravani, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That whenever you think, now, you know, someone said, ordinary village people in India, they don't think, they just do the service. Why can't they get Krishna prema? I said, that's not true. Every conscious being, always conscious, whether philosophically thoughtful conscious or unthoughtful philosophy. If somebody is doing nothing, homeless or whatever, but he has unthoughtful philosophy going on. We are conscious being. We are made of feeling, emotion. It's not something wished away. It is what we are made of. We are aware of whatever we are aware. So question is whether we are Krishna conscious or conscious of something else. That's the only difference.
But you cannot say somebody is like not conscious of anything, he's just like a dumb. No, he's conscious of something, but not maybe Krishna conscious or philosophically thoughtful conscious. So that's the only difference. What we are trying to do, shifting our consciousness from non-devotional to devotional. So in a three-way I found this sambandha, avideya and prayojan. So sambandha, I would say, try to see Krishna philosophically first. And avideya, the process, try to see Krishna practically. And prayojan, or ultimate purpose, try to see Krishna spontaneously. The qualification of seeing Krishna is stated in Brahma Sangita, you all know. Preman jana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti jamshamagu achinta guna sarupam. You can chant loud. Adipurusham tamaham bhajami. This is not a philosophy in the Brahma Sanghita. It is actually in practically we can start doing it. How? We can bring some reference, like Prahlad Maharaj, when his father threatened him, and Prahlad Maharaj was looking, I saw a drawing other day, that the pillar was right in front of Hiranyakashipu. That's why he asked him, is your God in the pillar also? When Prahlad, not challenged, but he made a statement, he said, yes, he's everywhere. So pillar is already within everywhere, is it? Why Hiranyakashipu is again stating, is he in the pillar? Because he cannot see, this is a non-devotional attitude. So he saw pillar, he said, if he's there, I can smash it. So that's why he asked particularly, is he in the pillar? And Prahlad said, yes, he's everywhere, he's also in the pillar. Was Prahlad Maharaj making a philosophical statement or he was practically seeing it? Yes, that is called deep faith, awaken. Just like Prabhupada says, you can see God, you can see yourself. How? Esho anuratma chetasya 2.17 Bhagavad Gita. Esho anuratma chetasya viditabha. Just mean prane panchada sangvives. When your intelligence is refined, purified, you can literally see yourself separately. Right now we have a three existence. You have a physical body, you have a subtle body, you have a soul. Three existence you have. Whatever thinking you have, whatever emotion feeling you have, you can detect where it's coming from. And we discussed that one time. It's this from Bhagavad Gita 6.8, Jnana Vijnana Tiptatma. How knowledge become realized knowledge. Acquired knowledge become realized knowledge. How? By applying. How do you apply? First you have to detect where this thought coming. I'm thinking something. Where is coming from? And then, more important, Krishna says, see where that thought will take you, destiny. If you can see that, you can be very disciplined and you can see yourself. Now, consciousness originates from soul, actually from super soul through the soul, but there's a memory, impression are stored in the physical body, in the subtle body. So not necessarily everything coming from the soul, and you have to detect. Then if you see the destiny of that contemplation of thought or emotion will be disaster, you can chop right there. Literally stop right there. Now, if somebody don't have a good sadhana, they cannot stop. They can hear the philosophy, but they won't be able to apply it. More good sadhana we have, chanting 16 hour minimum, getting up in the morning, four regularity principle, Why Prabhupada suggested this? For our benefit. So we can have a peaceful life. Peaceful life doesn't mean dummy. In India, like peaceful life, they think sadhu means like they don't talk, quiet. You know, when you go some Indian temple, sometime when a devotee is like very quiet, does nothing, just do service but quiet. Like, this is serious devotee. How do you know he's a serious devotee? Prabhupada made a very nice point. Sukhdev Goswami was not known as a pure devotee. When he was known pure devotee? When he spoke. How do you know Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee? When he spoke. How do you know Prabhupada is a pure devotee? See what he speaks. So this is very important. Not like quiet. You know, Prabhupada had a conversation with this Father Emmanuel, where he was promoting peace is everything. Prabhupada said, no, peace is not everything, peace is beginning. But you have to go beyond peace. Service attitude. So Prabhupada is talking about Santaras, then Dasharas. Dasharas means service. But Prabhupada also told to Jamuna Devi that our preaching activity should be on the peaceful background. Means inside you are happy. You are consciously fully aware why you are doing things you do. But externally you are busy chanting, making people to chant, you know, distributing books, prasadam. You are busy. Looks like they are not peaceful. No, they are very peaceful. But they have to serve. This is higher than just peaceful quietness. And then of course it goes. So now first point was God philosophically. So Prahlad Maharaj proved it, that when we have a strong faith, then we can actually see God through the ear. So first, you try to see Krishna through the ear. You hear from the advanced devotee, from Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavatam. So first vision of the God through the ear. And if you do that through the ear, then Krishna becomes a permanent fixture in our worldview. And he is factored into the decision and dictation that we take in life. Jogeshwar Prabhu asked Prabhupada, what is the difference between you and me as far as the vision, perception? Prabhupada said, what would you like to see? What do you see? You say, I see a tree. Prabhupada say, I see the soul and super soul. Then Maya created a body called tree. You follow? So then he says, oh, there's a big difference. It's like upside down. Opposite. So whenever we see anything, how do you see? Can someone help me? How do you see soul in the tree? Because six changes, isn't it? If it is not, if there is no soul, it is not going to change. So first, perception of God through philosophy. Bhagavad Gita began with this, isn't it? 2.13. Dehi nyosmin jata dehe komaram jovanam jara tada dehantara prapti dhirastatra namajyati. So this is very important. Second, way to see Krishna practically, abhideya. How do you see Krishna practically? So in your journey, day to day, try to meditate on this 9 process of bhakti, sravanam. What you are doing now, you are already doing it. Try to see Krishna through that discussion, conversation, sound vibration. This is very important. Sadhu Sangha, temple means 5 things, according to Prabhupada. Very beautiful way he said. Temple means, it can be anywhere. Because if you look at, in South India, they have a Gopuram, very nice decoration. But you go inside some of the temple, nothing going on. So according to our standard, Prabhupada follower, that is not really temple. Temple means where the object of your eye, the deity will be there. It can be a painting, you follow, but some form of God has to be there, first, out of five. Second, there has to be glorification of God, has to be there. We do this every day, isn't it? Morning Mangal Arati, Guru Puja, you come noon Arati, afternoon Arati, Shayan Arati. So every temple you go is going on. So there has to be glorification. Third, association of devotee. And Prabhupada writes, association of devotee means it inspires to come closer. Association of devotee means inspiration to come closer to Krishna. If their discussion with another devotee did not come close to Krishna, is going backward, that's not a devotee association. I'm sorry. This is what I understand, unless you correct me. Devotee doesn't mean just tilakam and neck beats. Devotee means also they love Krishna, they love their guru Prabhupada, and they want to bring me closer to them. This is devotee association. Then, according to that lecture, fourth is then, so first was the deity or an object to see the form of the Lord. Second was glorification. Third is sadhu sangha. And fourth is, what do you think? Every day Bhagavatam recitation. Every day. And in Alachua is famous for that. Whether it's a cold winter or even there was a load shedding. It was 4 or 5 years back, I remember. And we had no electricity for about maybe 2 weeks. I think so. But I used to come every day. And some or other we had a Bhagavatam going on without microphone. No electricity. But it was going on and deity was taking care. You remember? The whole Alachua was like a... And then fifth one, come on, everybody should be aware. What is the fifth? In order to call this as a center, temple. Prasadam. Prasadam. So Prabhupada said, wherever these five things are there, this is Krishna conscious center or temple. If you look at many of our temple in America, they don't look like a temple according to Gopuram, you know, there is no art design or anything. This could be an apartment. It's like a home or something. So you say, is this a temple? We need a temple. No, this is a temple. Because you have these five things. Then it is temple, according to Prabhupada. And this is wonderful. That's how we should see. And the third way we can see Krishna, or prayojan, see Krishna spontaneously. How do you see Krishna spontaneously? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sarvam mai pashyati. If you start seeing interdependent, Prabhupada translate this interdependent. I'm speaking to you, Prabhu, and you hearing. How are you hearing and how am I speaking? There is an air God is there. There is a Pracheta God is there. I'm taking the shelter of English language. And the Pracheta and the this body, the Maya Devi, they are, with their help, we are engaging Maya, Jagat, in Krishna consciousness. So we have a three way we are pursuing. Can everybody say it? Serve Krishna. Love Krishna. Through the world. Love Krishna. With the world. Love Krishna. In the world. Now if you think like through the world, with the world, in the world, these are all Maya products. That's true. This body is a Maya product, material. The rice, apple, orange, whatever we bring, these are also Maya product. You know, three modes. You see an apple, some part is over-ripened, it's tamogun. About to ripen more, rajogun. Perfectly ripened, sattogun. Three modes are even in the outer skirt. Everywhere in the apple is all modes. But when we offer it, 4.24, Bhagavad Gita, famous verse, Brahma Arpanam Brahma Havir, Brahma Hutam, Brahma Naivatana Gantibbam, Brahma Karma Savadina. When you are absorbed on Krishna, when you are offering, and with the devotion, then apple is not a Maya product, it's spiritualized. You follow? So one is compositional, one is application sense. Compositional, yes, is a product of Maya. This body is a product of Maya. And if you, when you engage this body you have, 24 hours a day, just like Prabhupada said this to, he lives here, Deva's father, what's his name? Manibandha Prabhu. So he said, Prabhupada, you are pure devotee. Is there ever chance I can become pure devotee? Prabhupada said, yes. You are traveling with me now a few days. What do I do? What did you observe? What do I do? Then he gave a whole list what Prabhupada does from morning till evening. He said, so you are explaining that how I am engaging my active senses, knowledge acquiring senses, yes, my mind, all these things in Krishna's service. You can do that? Oh, that's simple. So Prabhupada said, yes. When you engage all the, can you show me one verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, without mind and intelligence you can reach him? No. And I can show you many verses. 12.8 or 8.7, many verses. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anasmara juddhacha maya arpita mano buddhi. Maya arpita mano buddhi. With the mind, when you offer the mind, absorb the mind and engage the intelligence, you will stay with me, you can live with me, you can reach me. But mind is a product of avam manasya gochara, product of this material world. You follow? It's very interesting. So we have to engage whatever asset we have. We don't need to go outside to get it. Whatever we have, it's enough to please Krishna. We should have a simple living. Varnashram boils down to simple living, like in Vrindavan. Simple living means everything directed to Krishna. That's what simple living. Simple living doesn't mean I don't eat three meals. But that's okay. But internally means, is it pleasing Krishna? If I maintain this body, will it be pleasing Krishna? That's what ultimately boils down. Okay. Then I'm going to just end with this point. So utilizing time, how can we do? Four way. You can have deity every day in your house. If you cannot come to temple, have a picture, if you don't have a deity, a picture framed in many places in your room or in your house. And you can have a look at the form of the deity and try to see also all these living being around, devotees. Where is Krishna? In their heart. Try to see that way. The Krishna in their heart, they are carrying the deity. Then material nature, 10.41. Jagjag vibhuti matsattam simat urjitam evava tattat abhagacchattam mamatejam sasambhava. Krishna says, whenever you see anything astonishing, like Prabhupada went to Fisher Mansion, there is a big painting. I was told that painting cost $600,000. I was like, wow. But it's a naked boy and girl painting. And Prabhupada was staring at it. Badrinarayan Maharaj says, so many sannyasis got so disturbed. They don't know to look at the painting or look at Prabhupada, but Prabhupada looking at the painting and they didn't know what Prabhupada is looking. So they like, they want to leave, but they don't want to go away from Prabhupada. I was like disturbed the whole time. But then after looking for a while, Prabhupada said, Krishna gives that intelligence to that artist, so genius. Look at this, every piece of that painting is so perfect. Then they realized he didn't see the naked boy and girl. It was the Krishna's intelligence manifested in front of Prabhupada's eye. You follow? So Bhagavad Gita is full of this. Whenever we see anything in this world, even attraction to the woman, where in Bhagavad Gita, who knows? 10.34, Krishna says, if you see seven qualities in the women, Matajis, it's Krishna. Uddhava, one time Uddhava was confused because he was very attracted by a girl. And he said, not possible, it has to be Krishna. So he paid obeisances. And he saw Krishna there. Then he asked, Krishna, why did you try to bewilder me? Krishna says, I am the beauty of a mother or a woman. So like that, If we follow Bhagavad Gita and if we see any astonishing, even the gator game, somebody is winning, what do we see? Purusha-nishu. 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Rasamapsukunte pravasmishasishujaya pranava sarvavideshu sabdake purusha-nishu. Ability in man. He strike the score. How? Krishna. It is Krishna. If we can start developing every day, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes. If you found something really striking in your life, you felt like emotionally connected to Krishna, this is my own request. I found a verse in Bhagavad Gita. It's so, I don't have time right now, but this is my request. Anytime, any kirtan, like other day in Mangal Arati, I was like I felt like I can sing whole life like this. It was such emotional, I was like, even this morning we were like dancing wild, more than Guru Puja, believe or not, this Mangal Arati today, whoever saw it. So sometime whenever you see something, when you go home, make a journal. This is my request. I tell you why. Prabhupada gave a very hint. 9 symptoms to awaken love for Krishna. I land with this. And this is the details. It's given all over Chaitanya Charitamrita. Skanti abhyartha kalattam virakti mana sunnata asavanda samutkanta namagane sadaruchi. But whenever you experience something, aha, that philosophy was so nice. Make a note in it, in your journal. Once a week, once a month, sit down and see what are those striking things in your life that you felt attraction to Krishna. Meditate on it. It will evoke affection for the Lord. And if you keep on doing it, within a short time, you will awaken love for Krishna. It's not going to happen automatically. You really have to endeavor. So with that note, I end here. If you want to share something that struck your life, like, oh yeah, that day, that philosophy, or that kirtan, or that pastimes was really like striking. Those are key points, Prabhus and Mothers. You must make it diary. Prabhupada used to write diary. I was looking other day the diary in Jaladutta when he had a heart attack. Anybody remembers seeing it? There's nothing written. He draw a line. Even though he was weak, but still he draw a line. Journal. Every day make a diary, like Prabhupada. He was drawing line like it going down. Health is going down. His stability is going down. He droned like this. And after 3 days he started writing. My health was very bad. Could not even find. So he was writing, it was so nice. Okay, I end here. If anybody would like to. Yes, Prabhu.
Haribol, thank you, very nice. Within the verses you were reading, one said that the Puranas are glorifying all the demigods or something like that, but ultimately everything is, you know, Vishnu is supreme. But what I was trying to think, well, why is it glorifying all these other personalities when to some extent that would become like an obstacle for devotional service? Because then some people mistake that and think, well, okay, I should do the same, worship this demigod, worship whatever, you know? I mean, that was the essence of that verse I was thinking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that a distraction?
Well, first you have to think like this. In Akrura's prayers, 41 chapter 10 canto, you will see the commentary that Akrura saw the spiritual world and also he saw the Krishna Balaram in this dham. And this is a very striking pastimes because Vrindavan Krishna Balaram never left. He saw different Krishna Balaram, and that Krishna Balaram went. Actually, this Krishna Balaram went in unmanifested. Over there in the scenery, there is demigod also. In the spiritual world, there is demigod. Krishna himself expands as a demigod in Golok Vrindavan. To increase the rasa, they don't need demigod. Mother Yashoda, every day she worships sun god. When? There's no particular day. Some day she feels so much intense separation. Like I mentioned one time, nectar of, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it explains that Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna is so intense. She's crying and cooking. So Rohini Maya asked, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I miss him." He said, "But you're seeing him. He's like 20 feet far from your palace." She's seeing him, but she wants to hold him. She wants to make sure he's okay. It's just that two things, sneha and mamata, affection and possessiveness. When you have a love for Krishna, for Prabhupada, you feel like something happened to this society. I'm going to fight against. There's a very nice article Kadambakanand Maharaj wrote that, do you think Krishna, Prabhupada said this, do you think Krishna needs protection? In tattva-gata vichar, consideration of the truth, Krishna does not need protection. He is the protector of everyone. That's true. But when you have a rasa-gata vichar, consideration of transcendental malor, don't try to convince Mother Yashoda Krishna does not need protection, he's God. It won't work. She thinks he needs always protection. So both are correct. Ishkan needs protection, yes and no, both. Actually, Ishkan, I tell you something secret, I mean, maybe you heard it. This is from Dhananjay Prabhu. In our GBC college, I was taking the course. Dabamrita Swami brought this point. How to perceive the conflict in pluralistic Ishkan. It's a very nice topic. There are five causes of conflict. Anyway, so one comment was there. Prabhupada said to Dhananjay Prabhu one day that there was enough damage to the modern civilization is done through my books. The books actually has damaged the whole culture of sense gratification. Even if there is a day that all the pujari leaves, they don't want to do puja, or all the devotee goes away, temple president quits, just like this, he said, still somebody will pick up my book from somewhere and will revive this movement again, and it will go on for 10,000 years. Wow. It gave me, believe me, goosebumps. I was like dancing. Of course, I put the Zoom, checked. Zoom classes is good. You can just check it. They don't see what you do. It was so, you know, I mean, you feel like to be at the Prabhupada's feet forever. Such a kind, merciful for this conditioned soul. But of course, 10,000 years will go just like this. Believe me, we may think like it's a long time. So as many souls should go as fast possible. It will be good. So, to come back, I'm going to come back. I'm sorry, I'm going around and round. That's my problem sometimes. So, Akrura, according to that, commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, there is a demigod in the spiritual world. Mother Yashoda, every day she worships. Radharani also worships sun god. But they are Krishna. In the material world, this is to create the illusion, as Prabhupada said in the translation. Oh, right here. This is to just to create an illusion for moving and non-moving living entity. So these demigods are given. Now, when someone wants to surrender, but don't want to surrender Krishna, who are they? Demigod worshipper. You follow? They want to serve somebody, they want to go to God, but they don't want to go to Krishna. So Krishna says, okay, I am the only God, but you don't want to come. Okay, I expand into Indra, Varuna, like this. So you can find many reasons why Krishna created this whole demigod. Krishna is very kind, and the soul is dynamic. He's going one life after one. I don't like Krishna concept. I want to believe whatever I want to believe. What do you believe? I believe nothing. Okay, you'll go to a place there's nothing. This is what it is. The soul is going round and round and round and round and round. It's the only Hare Krishna people, Ishkan devotees are like, by force. Krishna doesn't do that, but devotee by force in a sense, not by imposing, by force means they're out of affection, compassion, they go and give the books and say, Hare Krishna. That's the only way, otherwise this soul will go on forever. So these are the purpose of demigod. You may say, well, all this Purana is written for demigod, this, that. Give to the Mataji first. She was raising them. I will come back to you. So then you see like this. Then it makes sense why Krishna created demigods. But I'll end with this. Three things you will lose, those who are demigod worshipper. You lose the destiny one day. Because if you love Ganeshji, you'll go to Ganesh planet. That's not his original form. So you lose his identity, your identity. You lose the destination, your and his, and relationship. So what did you gain? Nothing. Back to zero. So demigod worshipper is useless to me. And because of these three reasons. Okay, sorry, Mother.
Prabhu, when you were reciting the translation of that last verse, the long one,
yes,
you said there is one statement in there that we may have never heard.
Yeah, what is it?
Can you just tell us what that statement is?
We can show that, see if we can catch it. It's very striking because you don't see that much, that many translations have this. I mean, it's only, I know this one, and then Ishopanishad had one verse also similar.
Is it that if you understand Maya, then you
will... Yes, yes. If you consider Maya, he figured it out. Very good.
Yeah, that's okay.
Very good. Wow, you're... Is that the one? No? Prabhu, go down, the last verse for today. Last verse is 47, 46, 47 together. Yeah, translation. Let's read one more time the translation. Thank you for picking up. What is the direction? Oh, here is the difference.
It's at the last.
Okay. Let's read one more time. Lord Krishna said, what is the purpose of all Vedic literature? On whom do they focus? Who is the object of... I can see it, read it.
Who is the object of all speculation? Outside of me, no one knows these things.
Mm.
Now, you should know that all these activities are aimed at ordaining and setting forth me. The purpose of the Vedic literatures is to know me by different speculations, either by direct, either by indirect understanding, or by dictionary understanding. Everyone is speculating about me. The essence of all Vedic literatures is to distinguish me from mine. By considering the illusory energy, one comes to the platform of understanding. In this way, one becomes free from speculation about us and comes to me as a conclusion.
Very good.
Thus, one is satisfied.
So we have to understand what Maya is. What is Maya's main function? Main function, number one priority. To keep us away from Krishna, to keep conditioned soul away from Krishna. If you just think like anything will take you away from Krishna or Prabhupada, don't go there. I'm serious. This is how we have to detect every day. Any idea, any thought, anywhere, any association take us away from Krishna and Prabhupada, don't go on to think or go. If we don't do this, we cannot advance. It is not possible. That's how we consider who Maya is. She's a Krishna's maid servant. And there's a whole explanation you can talk. Because every energy has a three components. Every energy has how many components? Three. The conditioned soul. Soul has a three components. Maya has a three components. Internal potency has three components. We have a three components. What you are made of? You are a conscious being, soul. What you are made of? You have eternal nature, you have eternal function, you have eternal position. These three things will never change. Maya also has a three components, what she is made of. We call Satchit Ananda. Same thing. You follow? So like that.
So how do you find
the verse? I'm sorry. What's the verse number?
The verse number is... 20.
Where does it say that Maya's function is to keep us away from
Krishna? Huh?
Where does it say that Maya's function is to keep us away from Krishna?
This is the commentary of Brahma Sangita.
Yeah.
Text 5. That Krishna never has scored. But the next verse it says, but not completely disconnected. Then the commentary of Jiva Goswami on Brahma Sangita, you can see. Maya's main job is to keep us away from Krishna.
Well, he was also saying it's to rehabilitate us, bring us back to him too. I mean, but the fact that one angle of vision here is, okay, it's like, oh, Maya's taking us away from Krishna, but it's sort of like, I'm getting on a plane, I want to leave Gainesville, and I'm getting on a plane to New York. I mean, we got on the plane, and the plane is just taking us someplace we want to be. We don't want to be in Gainesville.
Correct.
So, you know, there's a reciprocation with the desire of the jiva here that Maya is facilitating.
Correct.
If the jiva wants to rehabilitate, she'll facilitate that too. And part of that rehabilitation is, if I hear about the demigods, it's a big deal. You know, I mean, there's something in my heart that's resonating. Oh, those demigods seem pretty cool. Let me check that out. But, you know, but if the heart is like, hey, I'm really into Krishna, and this is a distraction, it's not even an issue anymore. You know, it's like, fortunately, nobody here is worrying about being an alcoholic or something. But you know, thank God, right? But for someone who has that problem, it's a real wrestle, it's a real struggle. But here we're just, what's that about? It doesn't affect.
Got it.
So we still have some residual issues, and then, you know, while we're thinking, well, what about those, you know, but it's nothing. It's nothing. They're transient beings, and, you know, it unfolds, it, you know, what is it? Unmanifests. I mean, I mean, theoretically, I mean, if someone let me do the Lord of Mark, I would go for it.
No, you're right. That's why.
Maybe Indra.
That's why Prabhupada says misuse of free will. So we did misuse of free will.
Yeah.
And misuse of free will means not to serve Krishna. That's all it is. Misuse of free will means not something else. Not to serve Krishna means Maya. So Maya is doing her job, not her fault. It is our fault also.
But she'll help us rebuild things. Yeah. She's a servant.
Well, this is how it goes. If you look at this, Adhisthana tatha karta karanam cha pithaka vidam. Vividascha pithaka chesta daivam iti panchamam. The five factor, 18.14. We desire, we are initiating cause. Krishna sees it, he sanctions it. If he sanctions, then Maya manifests. If he did not sanction, Maya will not manifest. But initiating cause is the soul. So who do we blame? Self. Yeah, blame ourselves.
Yeah, so.
That's why there's a five factors. And you can literally look at many verses. Na kartittam na karmani lokasya srijyati puru. 5.14. He says everything is done by the nature. Soul is not doing anything. Oh, so why am I punished if nature is doing everything? But it may bewilder. We have to put all this together. 1861, he says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhesha. Krishna is the doer here. Here is the material nature is the doer. Kartaham iti mannate. The soul thing, I am the doer. It's not that we are not doer. We are doer, but we are contingent doer. Means we initiate. Then Krishna sanction. Then Maya manifests. It's not that we are not doer. We are doer. But we are not. We cannot take credit for everything we did. No. It is Krishna sanction, Maya produced this for us. So we go like that. But initiating cause is soul.
So to go a little deeper into that sentence, like the essence of the Vedic literature is distinguish me from Maya. So the Maya has two functions, right? Here we are talking about Mahamaya, not the Yoga Maya. There's a Maya. Mahamaya actually tries to take us away from Krishna, but the same Yogamaya tries to bring closer to the Krishna. So specifically in this verse, he's talking about, in the material world, he's referring to Mahamaya. Distinguish between me and the Mahamaya. So Mahamaya is trying to take us away from Krishna. Otherwise,
well, it's not exactly like this, because then we are blaming Maya. We cannot blame Maya. It will be wrong conclusion.
Let me
ask you this question. You know the episode of Haridas Thakur, how prostitute became a pure devotee. Or maybe more close example. This Jogomaya, daughter of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda was brought by Vasudeva. He crossed the river Jamuna, came to the jail, gave to his wife Mother Devaki. She was breastfeeding, but she was also crying because she was scared that Kamsa will come any moment, he'll find out. And then Kamsa came. So did he bring Mahamaya or Yogamaya from Vrindavan to Mathura jail? Come on, it's a simple thing. Yogamaya. Yogamaya. But when Kamsa came, he said, Devaki, this is the eighth child. He said, brother, this is a daughter, it's not a boy. You know, and then she was trying to negotiate to cool him down, or I don't know how you say, peace him down or something. But he would not listen. He said, doesn't matter, it's eighth child, whether male or female. So he grabbed with his right hand, because he's an expert child killer. He practiced this six times before already. So he grabbed with the right hand to raise it up to smash the head. When he raised up, she slipped off. And she shown her Mahamaya, Rupam. When this Yogamaya transformed into Mahamaya? Think.
Yeah, because of the desire of Kamsa.
Not desire. Desire alone is not enough. Attitude. When we don't have a devotional attitude, respectful attitude, then it is not Yogamaya's control. When we have a devotional attitude, we want to serve Prabhupada, please Prabhupada like this, Krishna, then it's Yogamaya intervene in our life. So who is the cause of Yogamaya and Mahamaya here? Initiating cause?
Us.
Yes. Very good. You got it.
Yes, as Prabhupada mentions, right?
Yes.
He compares it with electricity. Electricity can be used
Correct.
To cool
Correct.
And also to heat. It depends on our desire. What do we want to do with that?
Correct.
Whether we want to cool something, it acts as like a refrigerator. You want to cool. Same electricity is passed in the refrigerator and also in the room heater.
Very true. Very true. But my question is also, we should inspire the devotees to do good sadhana, good chanting every day. Do some practical service. Otherwise, when the temptation comes, we can say philosophically, but for them it's difficult to make a choice. We are saying it. It seems like anybody can do it, but they will not be able to do it. Why? Because if they don't have a good sadhana. Good sadhana gives the... You know, we have a free will. Free will has a two functions. The willpower has a two function, abstinence and persistence. To keep going, you have to have a good sadhana, spiritual habit. I'm not going to do it. And abstinence, I don't want to watch this Facebook. Like one Mataji, I mean, I won't say the name, she's a very nice, sincere Mataji, Nalachua. She told in one class, in our class, she said, I watch Facebook for 10 minutes. Then I realize it's 12 o'clock. How did 9:30 become 12? He said, you asking me or asking the audience? Who you asking? You have to ask the Facebook, how you become 9:30 to 12 for 10 minutes. So then she said, I miss Mangalarti most of the days because of that. So who should we blame? The Facebook? Or the computer, or TV. Any suggestion? Who should we blame? God bless you.
The keyboard.
Keyboard. Keyboard. Blame the keyboard. So that's why. The only reason that then I mentioned that if you have a strong, good sadhana, good japa, you can resist. It's not that I don't have a desire. I'm fallen probably more than anybody in Alachua. But if I can restrain, anybody can do it. It's a good sadhana. We are not falsely pride about it, but it works. Whatever Prabhupada gave the process, it works. Prabhus and mothers, I am 100% convinced the path that Prabhupada gave has a 100% guarantee. I feel secure. I don't have fear from that angle. As long as I can follow this, destiny is wonderful. I didn't get anything, but no need. I'm not seeking for the result. I'm seeking the pleasure to serve, and keep on going. Because guarantee. Okay. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.